I believe in the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
He's going to be here late.
Trustee Brown.
Here.
Trustee Fakey.
Here.
Trustee Omen.
Here.
Mayor Burke.
Here. Alrighty, we got the minutes in front of us, or in front of you guys. Well, we all have them. You guys want, do you want to look it over? And Scott wasn't here.
And start it. Let me just.
There's one for the public hearing. Oh, we have to do each one separate?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
The village attorney is just joining okay. The Zoom session.
Hi, Steve. Good to see. Good to hear you. Good to have you back.
I might not be able to hear you yet.
Oh, all right.
He's still joining, so I'll let
okay.
You know
all right.
Actually connecting.
I like the fire chief's ringtone where it's got a fire a siren and it's, oh no, it's the wife. Okay, hi Steve.
Hi Steve.
Hi Steve.
Okay, I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
Okay, the first we have to make a motion to accept the public hearing one first.
Rent a plan, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I make a motion to accept the minutes of the public hearing.
I second that motion.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now I make a motion to accept it.
All right, I second
that board meeting.
I second that motion.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I believe that I put all the important communications in your folder. And I went to Scott's and I dropped all of that stuff off so you would have a chance to go through stuff. And then for the electrical upgrade for this building, I want you guys to look over that and then we'll talk about that more next month. And I'm pretty sure I put it in your folders. Okay. All right, and I think that's all the communication we have. All right, so obviously the legislator is not here, so your turn, Ken.
One of these days he's going to surprise us. He's just going to walk in.
I go to the town of Virgil meeting, and the county legislature, she is there every single day.
Wow.
Giving the county report.
Well.
Yeah, that's your representative. Let's get
you back here. Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. Because I know that up.
There's no frequency.
In my 6 years, he never came.
Never.
Yeah,
I'm thinking I've never seen.
We need to get donuts.
Thank you, Marianne.
Coffee and donuts.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you.
Yeah.
So everything down at the wastewater plant is pretty much the same as usual. I don't think we had any exceedances in September. I know we will have one in October from that storm we had. That big, like 4 inches of rain in 24 hours. We definitely we lost some solids in that one, but for September we were fine. So we met everything in September. All looked good. We also started doing some INI investigations. in September. Did a little bit of televising with Rural Water. And we also went through and we looked at, I think Tom had sent you, Jackie, some, or maybe sent it to you, some spreadsheets looking at the pump stations. And what we found is that West Main, in this last storm, West Main was the pump station that pumped way more water than any other pump station. When we look at the hours of operation of the pumps. So what we've already scheduled New York World Water is in April, they're going to come in, which is a good time because it's high water time.
Okay.
And we're going to televise that West Main line. Okay. And hopefully when we do that, we'll find
some find stuff. Where it's getting in.
Yeah.
So is that the one that's out by across from Miller Lumber?
Yes.
And it on the runs through our backyards.
Yep.
Oh, all right.
Yep. So that one is the one we're going to really concentrate on.
All right, that'd be great if we could figure out
what's going on. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Perfect. So that's kind of that's the big hot news.
All right. Well, that's good. That's I don't know whether exciting is what that's good to know. Yeah, because we've been trying to figure out for years what's going on.
Where's it coming from? Yeah. So that's the one we're gonna focus our efforts on. We'll try to pop some manholes and see what we can find before April, but we're gonna do some televising and see if we find what's smoking down there.
Cool. All right. So if it's in the backyard, that's where you're up.
That's where I'm up.
Sounds good. Right.
And then we also got a letter from the Camden Group saying that the lab surcharges are gonna be increasing to 12.5% beginning with the October labs.
Yeah. And that's just a pass through. We get the bill from the lab and
How much were we paying before? 14? How much of an increase is that?
In dollars?
No, in other words, is percentage. What were we percentage before? Or is that you're saying?
No, 12.5% is what the lab fees are going up by. So if the lab's charging us 12.5% more, we're charging you 12.5% more. And those fees, I don't even know what they're off the top of my head. Do you know, Kevin?
No, not within this month's holder.
Yeah, they're a couple hundred bucks a month.
Okay.
This is what you're looking at. I don't even know if it's that much. I think we do one BOD, one TSS, coliform.
Yeah.
I think it might only be like $100 a month. So that's the only portion that's going up 12.5%. This is like it's just a pass through.
So another $12.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But we did not budget for it.
So we might go over a little on that line.
We might be a little over.
This month it was $192.50.
Okay.
All told up.
So, but hopefully we'll come in lower on other things at the end of the year. Hopefully repairs and maintenance and then all that stuff will be done lower. So,
so you're looking probably at about roughly a $20 increase per month on those lab fees.
Okay.
Okay. Then we also got this report for the drilling, and that was for the wastewater.
Second round of boring.
Yes. Yep. And I have it here if you guys want to look at it. Here's both of them. So I don't want to print off a bunch of stuff if we don't need to print it off.
I was a little frustrated, by the way.
Yes.
And so was the DEC. That CH2AE didn't get us on the intended use plan this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're all pretty frustrated.
I did not realize that either.
I thought we were on target to make it into this year's round. And supposedly that's held us up right there.
Yes, and they did that in July. When did we hear about that? About a month ago when I had to ask.
Well, because your June was when everything was due.
Wow.
To get on the intended use plan.
I'm not happy to hear that. Yeah.
DEC called me up and said, Ken, what the heck's going on? How come you guys didn't get perished in the intended use plan? I said, I thought we were
all set.
Yeah, well.
Apparently it doesn't carry over then because we were on it. You had to dig through about 400 pages of it last year to find this clip.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Right. Well, they were expecting an update.
Ah, okay.
Because because our score wasn't high enough. And we didn't have... We didn't have our design for the plant at that point, so I was a little I was a little taken back.
Yes, I am a lot taken back.
We didn't get on because that now puts us another year.
Yeah.
Working with Band-Aids and
pressure dressings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not even pressure dressing, Kevin.
Well, hey, that's how I told the Congress office there. Last year. She said, "What do you guys say? Well, those Band-Aids are now pressure dressings."
So, I mean, luckily, you know, we've got our consent order in place. We're not going to get pounded any further than we've been pounded already. So, but it's just everybody was very frustrated. When the director of the DEC calls you up and says, what's going on? Like, what do you mean what's going on?
Yes, exactly. Because I thought they were right on. I was led to believe they were right on top of
so
that.
Was I.
Wow.
So,
all right. Now, but, you know, a consent order is when our sewer doesn't pass the DEC. So we got one of them last year.
Yeah. So. And that'll stay in force until we get the new plant put in place.
Okay, oh my gosh. But I couldn't believe that they asked me to write that letter, and if we didn't comply by such and such a date, which this should have been done in July, not in the end of September, and we're going to get charged $1,500 a day?
Yep.
Come on, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
So I was a little frustrated.
All right, well, does somebody want to... Okay, so the sewer plant report?
Who's responsible for overseeing that?
Our engineers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no ramification to them for not doing their job.
What are we gonna do?
We can just urge them to get it in.
Pay them, right?
To get it in a timely fashion for next year. I'm assuming
at this point it should next cycle. The letter that we got from Ian was that they didn't get it in because that report right there that's sitting on the table, they weren't able to get that report complete from the court.
That's the second round.
I'm just telling you what to
do. But is it due again, this coming July?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So as long as
we should be done. I said
wow.
I'm kind of speechless.
I am too. I really don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that was hence the reason for when I saw that he was requesting. Well, it was when he sent you the approval thing for 6,600 women. Now that's, I copied you on my email. Where's the original report? Well, I still haven't seen it. I don't think the board has either.
I haven't seen it.
Well, maybe we could request a credit to a future invoice, and then the invoices are pretty big. So maybe get some type of credit or whatever to it, and it's going to cost us more the longer we have.
If they were required to get that report done by a certain particular time, then they probably owe you.
They need to be doing. I will look into that.
If it was real vague, then they'll probably just sit there in a while. You didn't tell us when you really needed it.
Yeah. So, at any rate, let's make sure that, and you know what? I think that's a good point. I think, Mayor, we should send out a letter saying that our expectation is, it should be harder than that. Contractually, we expect you to submit in the next round. Otherwise, we'll consider you in breach of contract.
All right. I will.
Ask the attorney legal counsel.
No.
Yeah.
Are you there, Steve?
Steve is in the session.
Yep, I am here.
Okay.
There he is.
Well, what do you think about that? Did you hear any of that? What was going on?
Yeah, I did hear. And so what? It was just sitting on his desk? Or is there any... Is there any evidence that he did not receive it, and maybe that's what happened?
So the letter that he sent out said that he did not have what he needed to be able to from the boring to be able to submit this year. That was what was written. But at this point, I think we should at least say our understanding is you have everything you need to submit, and you know the village's expectation is that a grant application will be submitted to the EFC in the next round.
Yeah, I would literally do this a lot of times for my discovery cases. I say, okay, I have sent you this, 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 and this. as is my understanding, that this is all of your outstanding discovery requests. If there's anything else you need, please tell me by such and such date.
Right. Yeah.
All right, because we were right on top of stuff with paperwork, because as soon as they sent me a request for something, it was sent right back either that day or the next day.
Yeah, I don't think we owed them anything. You know, again, his letter only talked about the boardings.
Did they give you a schedule with milestones and that sort of thing?
No.
But everybody knew when it's everybody.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise.
Wow.
It comes up every year, same time.
Well, I know, but it's not written down.
The attorney tells us.
I'm very disappointed by this.
Wow.
All right.
So anyway, so I think if we just shoot out a quick letter,
I will.
That are, you know, we fully expect this. That's what you're paying for. What's
Yes, yep. Exactly.
All right. Part of that, you got to put whatever our timeline is for all this.
Okay. Yeah.
Say, you know, we need this by this, we need this by that. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. All right. I make a motion that we accept Ken's sewer plant report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can we just back to this legislature? Because just what Paul was saying is this David Holtz, why don't we send him a firmly worded invitation that basically just says that we have a new mayor, we have new whatever, we'd like to meet and work with you in person.
All right, because I've been here since 2016. I've not seen him.
Yeah. But this is a stronger letter.
Did he ever show up? No, okay.
I've never seen him either. I've been here since.
Where is his office? He's out of work.
I don't like it here. Doesn't know what he's missing
he's
out
local.
On.
Yeah, he's local.
Come on down.
He's an Amboy. All right.
Tell him that our next meeting is at his house.
All right.
County address could be in the county or county directory that we have.
You might want to put in there, hey, we'll even take you as a Zoom.
I just give a personal pitch. I like to meet my politicians in person.
All right, cool. All right.
Awesome. Thanks
thank
so much,
you.
Ken.
Thank you. All right.
I'm glad you're healing up.
Oh, thank you.
So, Will is, last I knew, he was on his way to urgent care with his wife. So, no building inspector up.
Oh, I hope everything's okay. Right?
So he didn't really say what was happening, and I didn't want to ask. So.
We'll send him well wishes for him and his family from the board.
Okay. All right. All righty. So I guess you're up, Paul.
Got my report in front of you there. You can ignore the first item on it. That was a cut and paste from my report last night.
Okay. All right.
So I've had my help to the town bookkeeper has nothing to do with this. Plaquemine Commission annual dinner and celebration of the 50th anniversary is this month. It's this Thursday at Tailwater Lodge in Altmar. The pass registration deadline, so everybody who is planning on attending should be registered, and I will be there myself tomorrow night. So, look forward to seeing you. The Tycho Commission was one of the exhibits at the recent open house for National Hunting and Fishing Day at the well-attended Salmon River Fish Hatchery Open House. There's going to be a roundtable discussion on developing and financing municipal infrastructure on Thursday, November 9th, and 9 a.m. in Glenfield, and I gave you the flyer on that. And finally, the Tug Hill Commission continues to provide support to the village as you work your way through determining the future of the former Key Bank building. And I provided Zoom assistance to the September 28th meeting, which extended it live from that meeting, and I posted it to the village website after that.
Okay.
And that's all I have for you tonight.
Excellent. Thanks, Paul. And make a motion that we accept Paul's Tug Hill report.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So, under old business and
discuss the meeting time.
I think that's all. One of our trustees wanted us to put it back 7 o'clock, but all the rest of us would just as soon it stay at 6. So,
I have no.
Okay.
Preference either way.
Of course, maybe even 6:30.
That's so hard because, my personal thing is I have workers that I have to pay overtime over there to
But Scott did come down and talk to me, and he said that we would just have to work around. So everybody that has their folder, I took off a folder for him and dropped it off at his house to him last night. He knows what it all we're discussing.
Okay.
So, excellent. All right, so we're on to the key bank.
I sped read this draft.
I have a one from the last month's meeting if you want to take a look at that.
The big thing in the memorandum is, a couple things, but okay.
This says they're responsible for, you know, the day-to-day expenses and all that and, you know, everything. But then somewhere else I read, just because I went through it fast, it just says that this memorandum is a trial. So is it a trial to pay this stuff, or are they going to pay?
Oh, no, it's a trial. They are going to pay for everything.
That was my thing. Yes, it's just okay. The way this is worded. Is whether it's a trial to see if they can pay for or whether they are going to pay for it. Just a matter of semantics.
So this is what has happened, is that because that one office is going to be the historian's office, the town is going to give them money.
This is $1,000. Yes. That was my second question.
It's going to be.
Annually, that's only $85? Right.
Well, what was discussed in here is the historical has to pay everything except for the insurance. And because we are not signing it over to them, we have to pay the insurance. So that money we would get from the town is what we will pay the insurance with.
And on it says
they'll donate $1,000 to the Historic Society. How does that get to us? How does that get to Kevin to make sure he pays the insurance with it?
We already have that in our budget.
Yeah, we have that in the budget.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not what the memorandum says.
And then right here in this, what do we pay? I think we pay $1,440 a year for that insurance. And as soon as Will, our code guy, goes over and puts out the certificate of occupancy, that insurance rate should just about be in half because it's so high now because nothing or nobody's in there. That's why it's high.
My question was, it says 1500 on this, but then the memorandum says 1000 or the town's listed for revenue for the Historical Society. Is that 1500 separate from that 1000 or is it just like a typo?
I thought that we had talked about the 2500 altogether from the
town. Oh, okay. So the 1000 is separate from the 1500. Okay.
And we talked more. Gotcha. And this is the more recent one, the one that was done on the.
But so, 20th. And then my next question was the expense end here for it's under town for the key bank, for the historian office, the 1500.
Well, that's what would be for that, for the.
That's what they're going to pay. What's the expense, though? End of it. Where's the 1500 being?
Where is it going? It's going to pay. It's going to the historian, but then they're in turn.
For their wages.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. It's because it said office. Yes. I wasn't sure, because the office is just going to be an office in the bank at the Historical Society locations.
The town historian.
Okay. So the historians. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Perfect.
On the town side, the key bank expenses,
this is all the stuff that they have to pay.
The village or parish pays this historical.
Well, this is what we do now. The historical will have to pay everything except for the insurance.
So we're not okay. That's my question. It did sound high though for we're paying that much for lawn maintenance, $500.
Yeah, that was just something that the historical society.
Oh, it's just
that was what.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
there's not much there. Yeah,
snow removal.
So hopefully those things will come in even less for them. Yeah.
All right. This is just estimates, not actual cost.
Yeah. And these were just Sandy is the treasurer, and this is what the figures that she submitted to Tug Hill as far as what they thought, what their what they would have to come up with.
I think it sounds great.
But I just would like you guys to vote
both parties.
Vote to say that this is acceptable.
How long did the trial period for?
1 year, and that kind of made me a little nervous because I didn't want to. I wanted to be done with it, really.
Well, I mean,
okay. So the bottom.
Well, why don't you change it to 6 months? And
I don't think they wanted to. Well, I don't know. We were talking about a shorter period, but it was to get it through the winter. And then
they thought with a trial run that would find out really if there was a lot of community interest to go over there for that.
Yeah, because a year will bring them, you know, right through it, straight through the end of summer when they'll probably have a lot more activity and everything, because I know the winter months will.
Okay, so bottom line is, just so for my simple mind here,
okay,
is that how much is the village going to pay out of its tax base?
We're only going to pay the insurance, which is budgeted already,
which is already covered.
Yes.
So basically, because that was always the goal, if we wanted to be able to walk away from the expenses.
Which is good. Yeah, it looks like we're going to walk away from all of it except for the insurance, which should hopefully be half of what it is now. You were saying once we have people in there.
Before, the historical society wasn't confident that they could have enough money to cover this. All of a sudden, I guess there's a level of confidence.
A little bit. But, you know, feel free to jump in. And
if the trial period for a year.
Yes.
Does that mean a year from now that they can come in and say, yeah, we're not going to do that. And then we're stuck with the building.
Okay.
So we should have in there that they should make a decision on the trial period. I'm moving on from the trial period at least 3 months before that. We should have a notification that.
You're right. Continue. Yep.
And we should also, on our side, say, you know, we have the right within 3 months of the agreement to say, now this isn't where we're working out for us, so we're going to be
right
by the plan. Okay.
That sounds good.
I mean, otherwise you're stuck with a building you didn't know you were going to be stuck with taking care of. So.
Hey, Scott, and this is our new trustee.
Oh, Rick. Hi, Rick.
Scott, how you doing?
I would think that would be plenty of time. This has really been a headache.
Yeah, I mean, any rental property only gives you 30 days notice. Yeah. So 2 months, 3 months should be plenty of time for either one of them.
Yeah. And then 3/4 of the year, they probably have a good idea whether or not it's going to work for them.
Right.
Yeah. We could revisit it in that way. Shift plans.
Right. But I need you guys to okay that, and we'll say we're okay with that. We're talking about the KeyBank building.
I guess if it's I'll make a motion to draft with those changes. Mm-hmm. We approve.
Yeah, I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. So then we talked about that National Grid audit. Well, I said I wanted you guys to look over that really well, and we'll discuss that next month. So we'll have that table till next month.
You said, we have a copy?
I think it's this last one here.
Yes. Yep.
It's very back of mine.
Yes, Kevin, whenever you're ready.
All right. Okay. Two items. One, I got a call from the state police investigator that was dealing with our fraud case there when they hacked into our checking account, our old checking. She has effectively closed the case. She reached out to the various states that were involved, got negative response from the police and law agencies in that in those jurisdictions. So she has closed the case up here. She said she called me at work yesterday. She said, I've taken it as far as I can go, and they refused to acknowledge her subpoenas for information. So
really?
So I said, oh, yeah, so much for interstate cooperation.
And the Constitution.
Problem. Yeah, and she's a bit, apparently down south, a lot of their state police are primarily traffic division, as opposed to us, where we have criminal investigative and other divisions inside the state police department. So she closed her case out. So
it falls to Andy and Barney to investigate.
unless Pathfinder Bank is making more progress than we are, because Pathfinder made us whole. So now it's on them to recoup the money best they can.
They have more lawyers than we do.
If it belongs to other states, that's like interstate.
Yeah. And I reiterated to her, I go, I only have one box of checks for each one of my operating funds. I said, and I wasn't even at the 6,700 range yet. That's not even, I said, I'm only in the 3,000. And I said, that's what caught my attention when I was doing my fee reconciliation.
Can you send a letter to the Attorney General and ask her to get involved?
It's probably just a matter of research, probably so small amount to them.
Right. Well, yeah. There were maybe this particular problem. But maybe there's other towns that are also experiencing the same type of thing, and it should be their investigation.
Tip of the iceberg kind of thing. This is another data point, and then they can see what's going on.
Yeah, it's like if somebody stole my money. Well, you know, if I don't tell somebody, you know, and you somebody the same person stole your money, you know, they're not going to act on it.
Yeah, I mean, you hope the police has their database where it's there, but a closed case, I don't know.
I wouldn't trust it.
I think I still have my incident number. I can't get the police report. I can only get an incident number that was shown. So in order for, well, maybe I can. If you guys direct, or you have want to have that, if you would like counsel to address such a letter.
It would be a FOIL request if you wanted to, based on
have to be a FOIL request for the police report, yes. The trooper did say that.
They haven't drafted it yet.
Again, I think you just sent a letter to the...
What's that?
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, the issue is a lot of times they'll do a DR number, and then they won't actually draft the document unless it gets requested. What's the name of the... Who's the officer who's investigating?
Yurden.
I believe it's Investigator Yurden. It's a female up in the Plaskett Barracks.
Yeah, I'll. I think I've got her email. If not, could you send it to me, Kevin? And what I'll do is I'll just do a typical.
I don't have email. All I had was her contact number that popped up on my phone.
All right, I'll harass the court. I'll harass the barracks then. Not a big deal. I'll just get them to just get. You already sent me that DR number, so I'll just say, hey, can we get a report for our insurance purposes or some other reason that I might come up with, and at least we'll get a report for our records. But the good news is, and from what I heard, we've been made whole financially. So, I mean, there's some vengeance aspect of we want the person who's to do this to suffer, but it doesn't sound like the village is in any way harmed as of now.
Right. Now, the made whole was pretty much instantaneous. I closed the account on a Monday, and I think probably within a week, 2 weeks, we were reimbursed. The money was put back in our new account, which is Pathfinder, which is great. So
excellent.
All right. That takes care of item number one. Item number two, the 60-day CD. I turned all that paperwork into Pathfinder Bank. The bank manager that I gave it to reached out to Jennifer Wright. And then a couple days later, I got a nasty gram. I'll say a nasty gram from Jennifer Wright saying, you need me these papers. And I wrote back to her. I go, no, I dropped them off with Jennifer, the bank manager at Central Square. Turns out Jennifer, bank manager at Central Square, did her job. She gave it to John, the former bank manager who works with Jennifer Wright. And there was a miscommunication gap. So now that I have also have a copy of the minutes, because I have to turn in a copy of the minutes to prove that it was authorized. And that's the only piece of paper lacking on my end. So okay. Since we get that.
Oh, they might find more. Who knows?
The Jennifer said she was going to send it over to Jennifer. Right. So, Evelyn, I just need you to sign my copy so I can turn it in so it's a signed copy and they won't have any complaints on that part. I'll see you after the meeting, please. And I think that's all I have.
All right. Okay, so, Steve. So I was going to talk about that paychecks. So I've been in contact with a woman who I thought we were going to get to straighten out. It's such a mess. So I'm going to send her. I'll talk to her tomorrow. Okay, go ahead.
No, after you, Jackie, you go first.
I was going to say they sent me another email yesterday wanting me to send them three things, and those three things I had sent last week. So resend them again tomorrow.
Could you CC me on that email when you do?
Oh, sure. Yep.
Maybe yep. Even I'll do it. And that way, when they see the lawyer email address, maybe they won't keep giving you the runaround.
All right, because this is a higher up. Because a couple weeks ago, I was really frustrated again. And I said, this is getting ridiculous. And when I typed up the whole scenario and told them, and she said, well, this has to be escalated up to our upper management. So that's who I supposedly am dealing with now.
No, that works. The higher up the chain, the more likely we're actually going to get an answer. Because we've been messing around with this since what, June, July?
Yeah. Well, it started back in January. God.
I didn't get involved until June or July.
Right, okay. But it's wild. So that's that. So we'll do that. Anyway, but we decided, I can't say we decided. Kevin and I had talked about buying software and doing our own payroll because a lot less hassle. And then they're charging us $60 every time they do a direct deposit, which is crazy. Then we found out they're charging us others. Isn't that's wild. So I think we're just going to...
They give you a toaster for signing up for direct deposit.
I know. Exactly. So I think Angie's going to, the bookkeeper for the town is going to work with Kevin to get us going with that.
She offered if we decide to go that way, that because they already use Williamson payroll software, and we have definitely way less people.
We only have eight people.
All right, so maybe we could pay a portion of the bill for the software there or whatever. Or if we add a additional, because
on our end, it would be a new software and new software contract.
So we wouldn't be able to use theirs then?
No, regardless. It might be built on the town. We may have to get the word village in there somehow when they do set it up.
Yeah, it may or like I think that way. Add like a secondary user account to it, and we just pay that additional amount. I mean, rather than a whole new subscription, maybe if it's possible.
Yeah,
I know on the
business
and software you could run. You know, you pay for the payroll subscription to run the software for the year, and then you can process
subscription. I mean, it's multiple payroll. But yeah. I guess the reason you have subscription is because if there's changes to the law, it would hold.
Yeah. So you got to be enrolled in one. Yeah, but so normally you could run multiple companies. So this would just kind of be like another company. The village would be just like a separate company from the town. I mean,
other complications like another state user. That are abnormal for a business.
Yeah. Maybe we can save money that
contributions too. We only have one annual contribution to that, and that comes out of our general fund budget.
But that's what we're looking at because you guys have all heard the story about the paychecks, right?
Yeah.
It's just
what an ordeal.
It is wild. Okay, so that's that. And then along that same line, I know we talked about having something online for people to pay their sewer bills. Did I tell you last month that it was expensive? And I still have to look into that because I can't, like, you can donate to the church, and I can't imagine they're paying that kind of money for that. So I will have to look into that further. So that's that. And then also we want to maybe look at sometime in the near future, software for records management, but that's way down the line. I just wanted you guys to be thinking about that, because to have the stuff online instead of having the records room downstairs.
How many sewer users do we have?
I send out 199 bills.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, 190. Actually, now that the Remedo has destroyed the Lauer household, that'll be done 198.
Well, Lauer knows it's the Gwendon household. Stop that.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. The Gwendon household.
Well, can you ask around other small towns and say, what are you guys using?
I have, and that's, but we're real small. I talked to Mexico and Pulaski.
Yeah.
And then I
contacted. What Gwendon town do you use?
I don't. Do they have sewer up in Williamstown?
I
don't know.
What software for keeping track of records.
Yeah, but I will. Oh, the records. Stuff. Okay.
Billing and payroll.
Probably a lot of people use Williamson, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what we use. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why are we looking at prices? This is just something that I don't want you guys to think I'm just down here twiddling my thumbs doing nothing. That's it. All right. So then also. I don't know whether you caught the Camden news, but one of the gentlemen in the town wants to rename Merrill Park, and he wants to name it for the veterans. We already have a veterans park here in the village.
Yeah.
So we're looking for a sign. I was going to look for pricing on a sign or something like that, so it's, people know that's veterans park. You know, that's cool. That's crazy stuff there.
The big cannon barrel doesn't indicate
something. Well, I...
The granite soldiers, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, some kind of on the line of Canfield Park. Well, if
we just put in the, you know, what, 5 years ago, the great big new stone for all the four branches.
Yes, yeah.
With a snafu there, too, but never mind.
So that's that. And then also, I ended up looking for someone to help take down the flags, and we have to get ready for the Christmas banners. Now, Neil always did that. And I know all you guys are very busy. So I'm going to ask the one daughter's friend if they can help take the flags down. You know,
I would totally volunteer, but with a newborn.
Yes,
and a two-year-old.
Yep, I know you're very busy.
tool that Doug made for taking
down
the flags?
That's easy. I think all you have to do is take it down and throw it. I was going to say, you know, we have the pickup truck. We can throw them in and bring them back down.
I can take down the flags. We picked up the planters.
All right. Well, I don't.
Today.
Okay. All right. So I'll leave a note for our guy to do something. I was thinking maybe we could leave them up a couple more weeks.
Well, we didn't talk about the planters. We left. Because we still have flowers here.
Yeah, they look nice.
Our mums didn't.
All right, but I thought until we get a real bad frost, we'll leave them out front. Then I'll have them put up the urns down in the basement. All right, okay. So that, and then it's just then Neil Chatterton, our other trustee, he would always put the Christmas banners up with the help of the Williamstown people. So, but right now, let's just work on getting down the flags, and we'll go from there. And I think that's all I have.
I think, you know, sometime in the next 4 to 6 days, I can.
All right. Well,
come down. I would have to grab the tool down here.
Yeah, it's right in the gym.
I got to stay, you know, throw them in the back of the car. I know they fit.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. So that's
that. I've done it before.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So I think that's about it. That's all I have. So you guys want to pay some bills?
So I'd like to say on my way down here.
Okay.
I went home, cleaned up, had a snack. When I went home, there was a Tesla parked at Passarella, and there is a car charging.
Oh, nice.
I swung around on the way here to try to see what it was, and I think it was a Kia. I don't know.
All right.
But if somebody was plugged in,
good. That's good to hear.
It's the second one I've seen.
Since I saw the bill for the electric in there, so we want to definitely keep getting use on
another
it.
There's something on the highway that tells them where it is.
That there's an app that will tell you where they are, where the superchargers are, and where the regular ones are.
We definitely have time if you wanted to
knock those out now. I think our charging station is universal. It serves Tesla and everybody.
Oh, all right. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you were just getting on the
it's all online.
I was thinking okay. I like it.
And then there's
well,
the,
you have electric car.
Well, mine's a hybrid.
Oh, all right.
But I am planning to get a regular electric car.
Yeah, I was thinking. Well, do you figure that? Well, you know, you're not working, and not either. Well, I guess I can't say that I'm not working, but I. How long does it take to charge them vehicles?
Well, it depends whether you do a 110 or 220. Like if you just plug it in a regular house light, it could take 24 hours. But the idea is if you don't run it down, you don't have to charge it all the way from scratch.
At the moment, it's a net.
Some cars will charge, depending on how expensive, it can charge in 2 hours, some take four, some take eight. So I would say the average car would probably take 8 hours. So in other words, it charges overnight. Or take less because you didn't drain it all the way down, you know.
Okay. All right.
But it is getting used, so yes.
Sorry, I missed that.
That's okay. We're just
talking about charging cars.
Oh, gotcha.
How long it takes.
All right, so.
Yeah, I've never had an electric, so.
I don't think I will.
I know pumping up at the tank is, pumping the tank up, it hurts with dollar-wise, but, you know, and that's quick, so.
Well, really?
That's what I like to
put. Has you know, pros and cons of it all.
I got fuel oil. I can't believe how expensive that is.
Oh, now. Dear, don't tell
yeah.
me.
Oh, nice. I haven't filled mine yet. Oh, no.
It's all right. Way up from last year.
I filled toward the end of the year, and it was like over five. So that maybe it might have calmed back down a little bit. So that's good.
Okay.
All right.
So let's go through the bills.
Yeah. So they are still signing off on some, and I wasn't sure if Mayor, did you have a chance to check the because Scott, you know, he isn't able to get here, you know, beforehand to review everything. If somebody abstains, like he would be able to abstain and then just review them and sign out. Afterwards, for our voting procedure or whatever, would that be acceptable?
How many scribbles do you need on these?
About 30.
That was just some of our other trustees that were on with me that felt that we ought to do that, and we didn't do it when I was first trustee. You guys
did do what?
To sign those. Remember the four signatures? You never did that when you were in.
There was a cover sheet.
Yeah,
and you would compare. I didn't have to sign every single one.
There
was another sheet.
Yeah,
so and I signed that.
I'm assuming as far as like just for the meeting purposes, you know, to approve the right. bills, we probably just need a majority or whatever. So if like three.
Yeah, that's because we want to.
If
be
a few of us have done it that way,
well, yeah,
but, that way he's not rushed, you know, and distracted from the meeting and stuff. Because I absolutely agree, we don't want to rush through it, and then you could just
see anything
afterwards.
Yes,
payroll, electricity, of course, the sewer stuff. That's always controversial.
Sewer's always fun.
I'm angry to hear that about that. And we just found out that we weren't in the running for a grant this year because of what the engineering company didn't get. So I'm kind of upset about that because I thought we were all set. They needed this report in July, by June, and they never sent us this. When did they ask for that? In the middle of September, said that
you sent the DEC registered letter out, and you got reimbursed for last month's bills. So it went out in September-ish.
Oh, well, I'm not upset September. About that. But anyway.
All right. Did you do the dates to remember? Or?
Oh, yes, pardon me, sir. I'm just trying to skip.
No, you're good. Yeah, because he's Rick's finishing up his.
Okay.
And then
we're having another meeting at the Key Bank next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. And our next board meeting will be the 15th of November.
Okay. What is that for?
I'm at
the Key Bank. Another meeting?
Yeah, that'll be on the 15th. It's always the third Wednesday of the month.
So it's not a different, it's not like
it's the third Wednesday of every month.
I'm in New York City, October 4th, again.
Okay.
Two times in a
row. All right.
Okay. All right. When Rick finishes up here, then we can.
All right.
Because then we have three. Majority of the board there. And then, Scott could just knock it out afterwards or whatever. As far as the signatures go, I know. So it's all uniform for the comptroller and everything.
I'm trying to remember why that they felt that we needed to sign all that.
I mean, if we don't, that would save us all signatures.
From the last time they were here with their assist visit, they made reference to it. I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, that was just something we had just started.
We'll look into it then. One signature for each, you know, like maybe just the, you know, kind of, you know, review everything, of course, but maybe just do the one signature. That would
Kevin, save us all. The clerk will do the initial belt or the abstract and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And then a clerk should sign it. And then the mayor signs off. Yeah. See the places on it.
Yeah, because I mean, with the summary report that's, you know, on the first page, we could, you know, so review each bill against that. But rather than sign each individual voucher, we could just review them all and then sign the first page.
Right.
And which is what I remember it being. Three or four signatures rather than.
Yeah, but the only
100.
The only signature page that shows up on the abstract is the audited version, which is signed the next day after the checks are written.
Yeah. So you're saying
there is no signature line for the page for the unaudited abstracts, which is the ones that I've already written checks out for plus checks to be written. But yeah, the top number on there should match.
Yeah. Oh, I was just saying in lieu of signatures on each of these, I know we don't sign the voucher, you know, audit. The unaudited vouchers, but I mean, maybe we could instead of each of those,
or you know,
or not at all.
You know, a conversation where you do a signature and everything else is just initials,
or that. Yeah, I was looking into getting a signature.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna look into getting a signature saying, yeah, I mean, it was arthritis and stuff.
Three letters, a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, usually when the first person looks at it, they usually are looking to see everything goes and
yeah.
Everybody right. looks over it and they can see what did we have. The clerk was paid 30 cents one time and it was an error. So he said, what's this? And, oh.
Okay, if you're good, Rick, then we'll approve the bills then. All right.
What do I have to do with this guy?
That's not part of the bill. Okay. That's the statement. You could review that after. But as far as just closing out the meeting here, we'll just all right. So I make a motion that we accept general fund vouchers number 67 through 82 in the amount of $10,307.06.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. Okay. I make a motion that we accept the sewer fund vouchers 56 to 67 in the amount of $14,994.16.
I second it.
All in favor?
I make a motion that we accept the TNA fund vouchers 43 to 52 in the amount of $3,124.72.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. All right.
All right.
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I second that.
All right. All in favor?
That's what you're doing. All in favor? Aye. Oh,
all righty. Good luck in your.
Oh, and then we give the. I forgot last time.
I
give my folder
back. I sold it, right? So we stop.
All right. Yeah, we don't want to increase the village's. Or I guess I'll keep one of them then.
Okay.
Here, I'll hand that one back.
Okay.
I'll keep this for now in case that one gets mixed up.
All right.
Okay. Or maybe I'll give them both back.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That way,
all right.
If I take one next time, you'll have an act. All right. Back,
okay. Yes, yep. Okay.
Next
time, what do you need out here? Everything?
Yes, but now you're going to sign your oath card and then Evelyn will notarize it. I guess.
And then, yeah. So this is.
I wasn't sure what you had to put there. So.
So this wasn't the bills, but this is just all the state monthly bank statements and everything. So we just review the statements and then sign off on the first page here.
Okay.
Yes, Scott.
I think so.
He's not going to do it afterwards. Okay. That's new.